Floyd warned Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ma'asir b'chachamim oisim. There were three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was meiko, but the chachamim did not allow. Paraso yoitza b'ritzua shebein karnea. The para of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went out on Shabbos with a decorative strap in between its horns. Now this para did not actually belong to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Chazal say. It belonged to its neighbor, but since he didn't protest when the neighbor's para went out with a decorative strap, so we can infer from here that he was mekel. The reason why Chachamim did not allow this is because even though a person can walk out into Rishus HaRabim, Minatora, with a takshit, but we say ain't takshit lebehema, behema may not walk out with a takshit, so therefore it is also. Umakardin et the behema v'yontif. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed that you can comb your behema on yontif with a fine-tooth metal comb, even though it might possibly cause a chabura. He held davar she'em eskavim mutter, something that you don't intend to do is mutter. And since you don't intend to make a chabura here, it would be mutter. V'shoichakin et apilpilin b'rechayim shalahem. And he allowed to grind pepper in the mill that is usually used to grind them. And the chachamim hold, on the other hand, that you have to grind them dafka with a shinoi, to use a grinder that is not normally used to grind pepper with. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Makardin et the Behema Beyontif, Mipnei Sha'oisa Chaburu. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he says you can't comb a Behema with a fine tooth metal comb on Yontif because you might cause a Chabura, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Dover She'en Miskavin Asur, even though he doesn't intend to make a Chabura, but since he might cause a Chabura, it's Asur. Avo Makarzifim, but the comb with a wooden comb which has broader teeth, that would be mutter because it will not cause a chabura. V'chachamim oimrim, ein makardin af lo makartifim. Chachamim say you can't even comb the behema with a wooden comb, which will not cause a chabura, because they hold a davar she'en eskavin is asur, and even though a wooden comb will not cause a chabura, but they were afraid that if you're allowed to use a wooden comb, you might come to use also a fine-tooth metal comb. Mesechus Beya, Peret Beis Mishmah Tet, Harechayim Shel Pilpilin, a mill that is used to grind pepper, Tmeya Mishum Shloisha Kelim. It has three kelim to it, it has three parts to it, and each part is Mekabel Tuma by itself, even if it is not attached to the rest of the mill. Mishum Kli Kibul, the bottom part of the mill is Tameh because it has a Kli Kibul, as it catches the pepper on its way down, and a Kli Eitz, which the bottom part is made out of eitz, is only Tameh if it has a Kli Kibul, but if it's Shutei Kli Eitz, if it's straight without a place to put things in it, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Umishum Kli Matchis, and the top part where you put the pepper in is Tameh also, even though it does not have a Kli Kibul as the pepper goes right through it, but since it's made out of metal, metal does not require a base Kibul to be Mekabel Tuma. Umishum Kli Kvara, the middle part of the mill is also Mekabel Tuma, even though it's made out of eitz, and it also does not have a base kibul, but the chachamim were geyser that it should be mekabel tuma anyway, because since it has a similarity to a kli arug, to a woven fabric, so therefore the chachamim said that it too should be mekabel tuma.